It was 50 years ago today when British soldiers shot and killed 13 civil rights protesters and injured more than a dozen others in Northern Ireland. Hundreds gathered today, including relatives of the dead and wounded, to remember the events of what is now called Bloody Sunday. ITV correspondent Neil Connery has more.
Half a century on, they followed in their footsteps. The families of Bloody Sunday's victims held their pictures close, retracing the route of that civil rights march as they remembered a day which changed so much. Thousands gathered to march back then, but soldiers from the parachute regiment opened fire, killing 13 people. The outrage over the deaths was a pivotal moment in the Troubles. Kay Duddy's younger brother Jackie was one of those killed. He was 17.
He had a great sense of humour. He would have played tricks on you, but he was just one of, as we say in there, he was one of our wains. And he'll be forever young.
Bathed in winter sun, just as it was on that January day in 1972, hundreds gathered, including the Irish Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, to remember the victims and the long shadow these events still cast.
John Young. William Nash.
Age may have wearied some, but not their memories of those who never came home. Only one suspect, known as Soldier F, was ever charged. The case was dropped last year.
Following the Savile report in 2010, David Cameron said the shootings were unjustified and unjustifiable. And yet, 50 years on, no one has been held to account for what happened.
5 decades after the Civil Rights March, the victims' families say they are still waiting for the most basic of rights, justice.